You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. This is URN's daily news show, bringing the news that matters to you every weekday between 5 and 6. I'm Ben, and joining me today, we've got Tamara, Rebecca and Miriam. So coming up, what role are China and Taiwan playing in the world of the internet and technology? We've got a guest here to speak with us about that and if Western nations should be worried about their innovations. More than 800 employees at Tesco face losing their jobs as the supermarket restructures its bakeries. Is this a sign of our changing shopping habits? Campaigners are warning the UK government and the EU that they need to act to reduce the amount of plastic sachets in use and have called on them to be included in single-use plastic legislation. And the pop star Duffy has announced that she suffered being raped, drugged and held captive for several days. In an Instagram post, she said that it has taken her a long time to come to terms with her ordeal. We're now going to go over to Tamara, who's got a story about plastic and how the UK must act to stop the curse of plastic sachets.
Yeah, so campaigners have been calling on the government in order to stamp out the so-called curse of single-use plastic sachets, billions of which are helping to fuel the global plastic crisis. A coalition of more than 50 business leaders, politicians and campaigners are demanding that plastic sachets used from things like used for things like ketchup and shampoo to be included in the European and the UK legislation outlawing other throwaway items such as plastic straws and cotton buds. Research article published on Wednesday, it reveals that 855 billion sachets are used every year globally, enough to cover the surface of the earth, and with many being thrown away without even being opened. The sachets, though, have been almost entirely exempt from the greater crackdown on the use of plastic, but the campaigners are finding this to be one of the issues that is more important to be outlawed with all the other throwaway items that are also being outlawed by 2021. So I wanted to ask the panel, what is your opinion on this? What do you think that this is realistic, and do you think that we can outlaw these things due to their sort of usefulness?
Yeah, like you said, they're literally everywhere, and it's impossible to get away from them. I mean, you'll probably walk out of our studio, and I bet you within about 50 meters there are some of them somewhere, because I mean, just everywhere. If you think about them, for ketchup, for other sauces. I mean, if you ever go into a pub, I mean, think about it, it's littered with them. And so yeah, like you said, you're right. Their usefulness is so much. They're so useful because obviously they do what they're supposed to do, but then the fact is there's also not any alternative. I can't think of an alternative. You can't put them in paper because then there's all seep through, and so that won't work. And then if there's biodegradable plastics, but obviously they've not moved towards that yet because for whatever way it's not practical. But so I think maybe in the future, I mean, probably now-ish, there probably needs to be a move towards finding an alternative for these, because obviously they are everywhere, and so the amount of plastic waste needs to be reduced, but obviously something needs to be done. But I don't think outright banning them would work, because then it would be a lot more difficult without them, I guess.
I mean, I think there are some kind of alternatives that you have in some places, in McDonald's. They have the little pieces of cardboard that you can get the sauce in, rather than a bottle on each table. So I suppose there are some alternatives perhaps in restaurants and places like that, where you don't necessarily have to get it in something that's made out of actual plastic. But as so far as for the home, I think that's quite difficult. I know that with the crisp packets, because that's one that really doesn't is not biodegradable at all. Like, it takes a very long time for it to... You can find, like, packets from at the seaside from, like, 30 years ago. They don't... So they've been trying to find alternatives for that, but they're struggling because their machinery... They try to do paper, but apparently, like, because of the way the machinery works, it just tears it apart. So I think this is quite... difficult. I mean, I think it's kind of difficult for specific items how to package them in alternative ways. I also, one thing that's worth noting as well is that there's the alternative, as far as like alternative packaging goes, I know that one of the things that supermarkets are trying to do is to possibly, like, people try and encourage them to not buy fruit and stuff in plastic when it doesn't need to be, like fruit and vegetables. But one of the issues is that the fruit and vegetables which are in plastic packaging are cheaper than the ones that aren't. So I feel like maybe there's a responsibility for like big supermarkets, maybe like Tesco's or Sainsbury's or wherever, to kind of maybe like incentivize people to not buy things in plastic where it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, I find that really interesting because I've seen stuff as well about sort of tins and stuff like that, and it's if you buy them separately it's more expensive, but if you buy four that are wrapped in plastic it's cheaper. And it's like that there's a problem there when you can get like the exact same product but it's more expensive but without the plastic.
I guess it's just kind of like the market, as it were, trying to incentivize you to buy more because I guess you get a discount if you buy more. But yeah, I think some of this stuff is really needless, especially when they have it wrapped in plastic, then it also has a plastic tray underneath it as well, and then all that kind of stuff. And it's just, you don't need like one layer of plastic is kind of like debatable, is like, you know, necessary, but you don't need like two and then a tray and then some other bits and top and stuff like that. And I think coming back to stuff, you know, like you said about McDonald's and the thing, I think there are ways to kind of, you know, make sure that these sachets aren't necessary, because it also says here about shampoo, for example. And I don't know if I've ever encountered or I've ever stayed anywhere fancy enough for shampoo to come in a sachet. I mean, I don't know, I can't remember if that's ever happened to me, but I think there are obviously other ways of doing that. I know like in some places they give you like little bottles or like a dispenser for it as well. So I think there are kind of other ways where there are kind of reusable holders for it. But I think obviously with some stuff like ketchup, if you're, you know, outside and away from kind of like anyone, you know, that's obviously going to be really difficult to do because you can't just walk around with a massive kind of like vat of ketchup, you know, if you're in a rural area.
Yeah, I mean, with shampoo sachets or like conditioner sachets, the place where I've like seen them the most have been in like hair dye boxes where they give you a like specific amount in like a box of like a little like conditioner sachet. But then also, again, with hair dye boxes, you get a lot of plastic in those, which has a lot of usage. But I think there's sort of like a weird culture of unnecessarily wrapping things in plastic as well. Sort of like things that are like, okay, sometimes they want to keep stuff together, but then there's also things like, there's like a sandwich that I bought before in like Spa or whatever, and it's basically, it comes in a packaging, which is like cardboard, which so you can recycle it. But then over the top of it, it also has plastic packaging over it. And I was like, it literally says on the packet, like, it's not in plastic because of this. And then it's still wrapped in plastic over the top.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. When you buy these, you know, when you buy stuff like sandwiches, like, even though it's a cardboard box, that cardboard box can still be really difficult to recycle because there are differing rules about how much, like, food waste you can have on. Like, if you have too much, like, residue of the food on it, you can't put it in recycling. And also the fact that they have a massive plastic window in the middle of the cardboard box. So either what you have to do, you have to like tear out the plastic, which, let's face it, no one is going to do if they're just having a sandwich and then want to stick it in the bin and it's like, oh no, there's plastic in, not recyclable, like, or otherwise you're going to have to like tear out all the plastic. It's the same with envelopes as well. So it's like, on the one hand, it's really like, there are some products which are really easy to recycle, but on the other hand, it it just makes, like, they needlessly complicate it so they don't work like as well as you'd have thought the words, and make it really difficult to recycle.
I mean, I have seen some kind of like out there, I guess, ideas where you have the, like, so I know some kind of quite small stores, I expect expensive as well, where they do this thing where they put all the stuff in like a dispenser thing, and then you, it's kind of hard to describe, but like it's in kind of like a jar, and then you press it, and then like it will dispense like the food or whatever. So if you want to buy like oats, you don't need to buy like a plastic bag of oats. You go and like take a tub, and then you can put the amount of oats that you want, and then like I guess weigh it maybe to work out how much you've bought. So I mean, maybe that's an alternative. I would kind of suspect though that it would be quite easily abused, like if you had children or something in the store, like they'd just press it and then there'd be oats everywhere, and then like then you've got to like pay for the oats or clean up the, like I see some issues here, and also like I don't know whether that's necessarily cost effective. I mean, it's still an issue for like tomato sauce, because like who's going to go with a tub into a supermarket, get like a tub, no one's going to do that.
It's like, yeah, get like a massive like, I don't know, petrol can full of tomato ketchup or something like that. But I think it can be done. I mean, if we kind of like think about it seriously here, if we look at plastic bags, and when the 5p charge for plastic bags was introduced, there was kind of a massive drop off in the number of people getting 5p bags. So I don't know how you could implement something like that with like, unless you made a, you know, like started having to pay for ketchup or something like that, because obviously a lot of the time it's free, but if you start having to pay for it, maybe you're less likely to spend money on it. I mean, I know that I would be if it was like an unreasonable price. But so I think there are kind of ways where you can kind of like put on a surcharge or something like that, but I think people kind of just need to be creative and try and find ways about how to deal with stuff like that.
It's like you can be creative, but then it's like, how many tubs will you need? If you were doing a weekly shop, you'll need a tub for your ketchup, a tub for whatever else you're buying, and it's like, how much stuff are you going to be carrying? Like your entire shopping is just going to be like tubs.
you just turn up at the supermarket with like all these little different boxes, and you're just going around. I mean, I guess how it probably was in the olden days when you go and they'd have all the fresh fruit, and then they kind of wrap it up for you and stuff like that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, just looking at that, you can tell how much plastic changed like all of our lives when it came, like when it, you know, came into common usage. But yeah, and I don't know if everyone will have all the like hundreds of thousands of tubs which you need, it which in itself is yet more plastic. I know it's obviously reusable, but it's still plastic that we're putting into the environment that we have to make.
And it's also like, I mean, one thing I think is worth noting is I remember when the plastic straws thing came out, it's really like, in as much as like not using plastic straws is kind of great and it is unnecessary, like having alternatives, it's worth noting that some of the alternatives are not that much better, which can kind of confuse the debate. Like I also know that like reusable bags that you get, you have to use it like at least 20 times before it's worth like the amount of plastic that's in the reusable bag compared to like a single use bag. And also one thing with the plastic straws is I know that like the actual like plastic straws in of itself is not causing climate change, but like it's the plastic issue as a whole. So I feel like if we make changes, even if to get rid of like as much plastic as we can that's kind of unnecessary, that will make a massive impact, rather than like necessarily banning one type of plastic, which won't.
Yeah, but I think with things like plastic straws as well, like it was great for a while and everyone's like, oh, plastic straws are gone. But then it was also like, oh, but plastic straws are the most useful ones for disabled people, yeah, who can't use paper straws or can't use, yeah, the different like metal straws because they're not bendable. And I think it's like difficult, like finding the line where you're like, we need to be sustainable, but then we also need to be inclusive. And it's like, especially after like there was the whole like thing like, oh, McDonald's is changing their straws to paper, and then it turned out that you couldn't even recycle them. So it's like what, to what extent do we keep changing these laws, and then, but like how will it be more detrimental than useful in the end?
Yeah, I think obviously that's something we have to think about and make sure everyone can kind of share in kind of like moving towards less emissions. Although, to be honest, I for one, I find sachets a real pain. I always struggle to open them. So if they do disappear, I won't necessarily miss them, that's for sure.
This is URN.